Carina Press and Harper Audio present Blood and Magic by Lauren Dane. Performed by Simone Lewis. Blood and Magic contains descriptions of violence, a great deal of foul language, and mentions of abuse and trafficking. This one is for the readers who've loved Rowan from the start. Chapter 1.
"Well, look at you then," Clive said as he entered the room and caught sight of Rowan sitting with his assistant, Alice. He'd known she was in the building. Had been drawn to that energy she carried, magic that was uniquely hers. Spoken in a language, somehow uniquely Clive's. Discovering the way his wife seemed to exist on a frequency tailor-made for him, dissonance and all, had been a delight. They shared a physical and emotional bond that had settled between them like a deeply comforting weight. Nearness registered, but even when he'd been in a totally different state, he'd felt her essence. He'd known she was alive and well, and a few terrifying times, he'd known she was injured or in pain. Clive Stewart, scion of North America, an ancient, powerful vampire who'd see 5 centuries before too much longer, was used to being in charge. Accustomed to the mantle of leadership. Comfortable with the responsibility, though certainly intelligent enough to have moments when he understood he faced a challenge. In his life, he'd trained to be a scion, stumbled, rose up, and ascended to rule an entire continent of vampires used to the half-hearted leadership of the robber baron who'd ruled before Clive. He did not clear his movements or direction with anyone other than the first and his 5. Though he certainly never forgot that every choice he made would echo outward and potentially impact those vampires and humans he was responsible to lead and protect. The being he gazed at, long and lithe, her deep red hair pulled back in a braid that reached her waist, her gaze constantly roving as she assessed threats without conscious thought, changed the vampire he'd been before. She made him painfully aware he couldn't control everything that mattered most. It was lowering, and yet, in some integral way, it had lifted him up, because though he couldn't protect her from everything, he did his very best to be as worthy as possible. For her. Rowan was a queen, a goddess in a very real sense, a treasure beyond compare. His. Currently, her rather disarming mouth was arranged in a smirk that had a hint of a smile in it. "Evening, Scion. I'm here to question some witches, maybe even a shifter." "Why don't you settle in your office?" Alice suggested to Clive. "I'll bring in tea shortly, and you two can update one another in private." Rowan rose, leaning slightly on a cane of some sort. When he'd gone to daytime rest, she'd been using crutches. Once inside his office, he asked quietly,
"What did Dr. Jenkins say exactly?"
Just a few days before, during a very public ambush, Rowan had been at a traffic light when she'd been crashed into by 3 cars full of wolf shifters, who'd then unloaded multiple weapons worth of ammunition, resulting in 14 gunshot wounds and multiple broken bones. Witches, specifically the Prachella family, had been behind the attack, and Rowan was in the process of closing that case with all responsible parties arrested. Which was a great deal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?